Hillary Clinton supporters stood in line under the rain outside Hill Auditorium at the University of Michigan. Among them was Chelsea Wiersma, who traveled from Grand Rapids for the book tour stop.
Just really still supporting Hillary and everything that she stands for, and just want to come out and rally and show that even though Michigan was a losing state, we stand behind her in the change that she wants to make for our country.
University of Michigan student Usha Yeruva worked for Clinton's 2016 campaign. Trying to stay dry under an umbrella, she explained why she decided to attend the event.
I wouldn't support Hillary in like another run, just because I feel like we need like fresh blood in Democratic politics. We need more young people, we need more minorities, we need women, we need more people in this party. But I do think that she has a message and she has a story. And really, like, I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened after the election. I want to know what happened during the election.
So it was that curiosity that packed Hill Auditorium once everyone was inside.
Wow. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
The former Secretary of State was filled with emotion when she got a standing ovation from her supporters. Clinton spoke candidly and used a lot of humor when she talked about what she did after the election.
One of the most common questions I get asked is, how did you even get out of bed? And I'll admit, as I write in the book, there were times when I was very tempted just to pull the covers up over my head. But instead, I did spend time with friends and family. I read a lot, especially mystery novels that, you know, have an ending that usually is good. The bad guy gets come up and, you know. So I watched HGTV. I went into a frenzy of organizing and cleaning closets. I played with my dogs. I did some yoga, including alternate nostril breathing, which I highly recommend. And yes, I had my fair share of Chardonnay, so.
Clinton then spoke about what she called the Russian disinformation campaign that she believes cost her votes.
We know that Russian agents used Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, even Pinterest to place targeted attack ads and negative stories intended not only to lie about me and to hurt me with voters, but to fan the flames of division within American society. Russians posed as Americans. They pretended to be LGBT activists, gun rights activists. They even held phony demonstrations.
With the majority of those in attendance being women, Clinton reassured the crowd that she will continue to fight for women's rights. After the event, many supporters like Linda Demers were glad they heard Clinton speak in person.
I'm so glad. Being in the room with her tonight, it felt reassuring that their support, that people are still wanting to stick together and get the work done. And I'm just glad that she's willing to help women move forward.
As of now, this will be Hillary Clinton's only book tour stop in Michigan. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.